Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something really crucial, embedded software testing. We'll be looking at, well, the best tools for the job based on the sources you sent over.
Yeah, it's fundamental stuff because developing embedded systems, it's not just writing code, right? It's this whole process, requirements, design, coding, and testing has to be woven through all of it.
Exactly, to make sure things actually work as intended.
Precisely. You need those desired outcomes.
Okay, so let's unpack the why a bit more. One source had a great comparison, comparing embedded systems to, like, bridges and civil engineering. You absolutely have to check that structural integrity.
That's a perfect analogy, because that integrity, in our world, it's really about safety. Think about it. Software is running hardware in really critical situations.
Like medical devices, maybe?
Or cars. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Medical implants, car braking systems, airbags, you know, stuff where failure is just not an option. The goal is ensuring the software does exactly what it's supposed to, so the hardware operates safely. Testing prevents those potentially disastrous malfunctions.
Right, that makes total sense from a safety angle. But there's also a huge financial side to this, isn't there? I was reading Jeremy Main's Quality Wars and mentioned this, frankly, stunning Hewlett-Packard analysis from way back in 1990.
Oh, the HP study. Yeah, that's a classic.
They figured out they lost $400 million in 1 year just from software errors. That was apparently a third of their entire R&D budget.
It's staggering, isn't it? Mm. Really drives home why catching errors early is so vital. And, you know, embedded testing is, well, it's a bit different from your standard app testing.
How so?
The big thing is the hardware connection. You often can't just test the software in isolation. You need specialized tools, often hardware-based tools, that let you run tests on the actual target device or something very close to it, simulating real-world conditions like temperature changes or vibrations.
Ah, okay. So you can't just run a script on your laptop. You need these dedicated platforms. Makes sense. So let's maybe run through some of the top tools mentioned. First up was Tessie from Razorcat.
Right, Tessie. It's focused on automated unit and integration testing, primarily for C and C++ paths. A key feature there is its use of the classification tree method, CTM.
CTM, what does that help with?
Well, it's a systematic way to design test cases. It helps you get good coverage without, you know, creating tons of redundant tests. It's about being thorough and efficient.
Efficiency is good. Okay, next one, Eggplant from Kisei Technologies. This sounded different, more GUI focused.
Yeah, Eggplant's interesting. It uses image recognition and even some machine learning to interact with the system's interface, kind of like a human user would.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily need deep access to the code underneath. Very versatile.
Mm, okay. Contrasting that maybe with something like Parasoft DTP, that sounded more comprehensive.
Definitely. Parasoft DTP is more of an integrated suite. It bundles static analysis, unit testing, and more. Its big strength is helping teams meet really strict compliance standards.
Ah, compliance. Like the source mentioned MISRI for C++ coding rules.
Exactly. MISRR, and also things like ISO 26262, which is crucial for automotive functional safety. If you're building car systems, you need tools that understand those standards.
Gotcha. And speaking of checking code quality early, there was Clockwork Insight from Perforce, that static analysis, right?
Yes. Clockwork is a powerful static analysis tool. The cool thing is, it works in real time. Mm-hmm. While the developer is actually writing the code, it flags potential bugs, vulnerabilities, compliance issues right away.
So it stops errors before they even get compiled.
Pretty much. It's about prevention.
Nice. Okay, last one on the list, Vectorcast. Sounds like it's big in safety critical areas.
Very much so. Vectorcast is highly regarded in aerospace, medical, automotive industries, where failure is catastrophic. It's an automation platform that supports unit, integration, and system testing, really focused on helping achieve certification against demanding standards.
Okay, so quite a range of tools there. If we boil it down for you listening, the main point seems to be that choosing the right tool isn't just about features.
Not at all. It's about matching the tool to your specific technical needs, your team's workflow, and crucially, those industry compliance and safety goals we talked about. That alignment is key.
Right. The tools empower the teams, but only if they fit the project. It ensures you get effective, efficient testing that meets those pretty demanding safety and, let's face it, financial requirements.
Well said. It connects back to that bigger picture the tool has to serve the project's specific goals.
Which does make me wonder, considering that huge cost of errors, like that $400 million HP example, How much of a company's ultimate success hinges just on the quality and the detail of the compliance standards they adopt, like that ISO 26262 rule, versus the specific testing tools they happen to use to meet them, is the standard itself the main driver? Something for you to think about.